This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
In Islam, the descent of Jesus back to the earth is an obligatory belief. If you are a Muslim, you must believe this. Do not be hesitant about anything that seems to be miraculous. What you should ask is, hold on, are we sure that God transmitted that knowledge? And the answer for that is yes. There are many, many, many texts from Quran and Hadith establishing without the shadow of a doubt that the Prophet Jesus was neither killed nor crucified, and rather he was raised up to the heavens, and that he will return to the earth and live a full earthly life for many decades, including marrying and having children and leading the Ummah of Islam and bringing all Jews and Christians into correct belief that the crucifixion never happened. He is not the Son of God. He is the Messiah to the Jews. The Antichrist is a false Messiah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a true prophet, and the Quran is the word of God, and the Sharia is the law that God has ordained for us. That's a very quick summary on the Prophet Jesus. I just had a discussion yesterday with some Muslims who said, you know, we need to become the defenders of Jesus because the Western civilization hasn't been able to do it. He gets made fun of left, right. He gets mocked all the time. All the time. This great and the greatest of five messengers are the greatest human beings ever to live. And they are the Prophet Noah, Moses, Jesus, Abraham, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These, upon all of them, be blessings and peace. Blasphemy against all of them, against one of them, is a blasphemy on all of them, because you open the door, you allow it. Next time, honestly, someone blasphemes Jesus, action has to be taken. And I think the Western world, and if we stop them, the whole Western world would be like, whoa, whoa, for the first time. Christians will be said, for the first time, someone has stopped the blasphemy of Jesus, because you have a green light. You know, you can blaspheme Jesus in Italy with the Vatican right there far easier than you can ever do in an Islamic country. And I guarantee you the most unpracticing Muslim will stop you in your tracks. They actually think it's a virtue in the Western world that we allow people to blaspheme Jesus and speak their minds. Really? Can I blaspheme the Holocaust? Can I say the same thing about the Holocaust? Jesus was allegedly nailed to the cross. Is that not torture? And Jews were tortured. So why one and not the other? It's just to showing you Christians, you're not on the right track. Islam came for you to bring you, with all the effort that you're putting in, to the right track. Let's just wait for it to happen one day. Let's wait for it to happen sometime in the Western world. I don't know, maybe in London, maybe in Birmingham. Someone's going to say something stupid about Jesus, and a Muslim will stop him. We don't always support the methods and the manner in which these guys stop the blasphemers of the Prophet. We cannot legally support that by Islam or by law. But the end result is highly praiseworthy. And as Jimmy Carr said one time, when he said, people say to me, you make fun of everyone except Islam and the Prophet. He said, trust me, I have many jokes, but I'm not stupid. Allah says in the Quran, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We elevated your rank. Anyone who tries to pull down the rank of the Prophet, you're fighting God. Allah says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Your name is lofty, elevated. Any Muslim in semi-religious or in a Muslim country, semi-religious Islamic country, will hear the name and the pronouncement that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah at least 10 times a day. At least. By the way, if you live in London, if you take the tube in London these days, you will hear it too, because everyone's phone will go off on the way back from work with the Maghrib Adhan and the Aisha Adhan. You will literally hear Adhans going off on people's phone all the time. And the Adhan, the call to prayer, has in it the pronouncement, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. So Allah has pronounced in this world, we have elevated the name and the mention of your name. We've elevated it. people who blaspheme the Prophet are trying to pull down what Allah has raised up. Allah did not say, يُرْفَعَ لَكَ ذِكْرُكَ, that your name will be raised. No, he said, we have raised your name. That means Allah has taken it upon himself to elevate the name of the Messenger Muhammad. Anyone who is going the opposite way, you're waging war against God. We have to take over the affair of Prophet Jesus because the Christians have failed to honor and to defend their own God. And for us, he's a prophet in the first place. But it's your God, your son of God. You treat your own sons better than you treat the son of God. That's the truth, right? The Prophet, peace be upon him, though, he said something different. He said, I'm more worthy of you than your own self. That means if I need to be defended and the Prophet needs to be defended, he comes first. What's the rationale behind that? Without the Prophet, we may be languishing in hell for an eternity. So who's more important? My existence or my belief in the Prophet? I could potentially exist and be so far astray, I'll be miserable in this life and the next for an eternity. So what's more important, existence or guidance? Guidance is more important. If you go to hell, you would have rather not existed at all. That's the truth. Hence, the one who ensures or the one who God chose as the means to make you into paradise, to put you into paradise forever, is more important to you than your own existence. And that's why the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, it's simply a matter of justice, a matter of fairness, and a matter of maybe even common sense. Your prophet is more important to you than your own self.